Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends coming up in this week's first hour of the show.
Now, the next one here is going to be surprising for some people. You might be shocked. Using those plug-in style or even spray air fresheners can be just like vaping in your own home. I know people that have a bunch of those plug-them-into-the-outlet oil air fresheners out there. If you look at the liquid in there, you're just vaping it. You're breathing that stuff in. It's not healthy. You're better to deal with the issue of the smell, do ventilation, capturing whatever that is.
So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. Check them out at monumentgrills.com. I've got their brand new Omni Series grill, the 405. Been cooking on it a little bit. I love this thing. As far as a portable grill that runs on propane, that is good for a tight space, this is an amazing grill. It is your average size barbecue, four huge burners. It's got a side searing burner on it. It's got all the temperature control on the inside, so it's like running an oven. You can set that dial, and if you want to be cooking at 400 degrees, you cook at 400 degrees. If you want to cook at 700 degrees and throw a pizza on it, you can do that as well. Check them out at monumentgrills.com. Now, today we're going to be talking about my top 10 things that cause bad indoor air quality in your home if your allergies are bugging you. If right now you're like, man, this allergy season is bad, or why are my allergies so bad? Or why am I stuffy when I wake up in the morning? This could be the reasons why this is happening. And this is something that air quality testing in your house is really simple. If you want to find out more, all you do is jump on Amazon, spend $100, or you can spend a little bit more money, but you get a good indoor air quality meter. It's going to tell you all the different things going on. And the important ones as well that we're not going to talk about here, like carbon monoxide, that is one that you should be testing. And that is probably the most important out of all of these, that carbon monoxide detectors are okay in your house. They are smart. You should have one. If you've got an attached garage and all electric appliances, I would have a couple in your home just in case. All it takes is somebody's car to remote start in the garage and you could have a big issue there. So just make sure that you've got those in your house. Now, that's not where you start. When you're starting about this, you want to have some other sensors in there as well, because when those go off, you're in danger. But it's that little stuff that can really cause health hazards as well. So you don't want to have really any in your house. And if you've got gas appliances, you just want to make sure that it's working well and your ventilation is working correctly. So that is the number one here. That way we can get that dialed in correctly. That sounds like a good plan to me. All right, guys. So the number one here outside of carbon monoxide, and that's, I want to put that one up there, is just everyone should be paying attention to that. And those sensors, if you've got old ones, time to replace and make sure you get something with good reviews that is a good brand out there. I like the ones that are smart, so it'll tell you on your phone if you're having an issue and you could actually look at it and monitor it. That's always a good plan. So the number one here in the house that affects about 80% of the homes across the United States is high humidity. You want to be running your house from that 30 to 50% as far as humidity in there, and you should be monitoring that in a lot of different areas. If you have a basement, I want to see a couple monitors down there. If you're upstairs, one closer to the bathroom, one closer to the kitchen, bedrooms is a good idea. Have some monitors around so you can see what's going on. Because many times in a basement, that's probably going to be the highest humidity area. And then, of course, near the bathrooms where steam and stuff is created. And depending on the airflow in your house. Now, where it gets tougher is if you have like electric baseboard heat and no real way to centralize moving that air around. Once you get above 50% and above 60%, you are now in the area of mold growth. Mold growth can lead to dust mites. It can lead to a ton of other health hazards. And so you want to figure out what's going on. Now, if you're keeping under, that means you've got the chance of mold is going to be more localized versus on every surface. So these are things you want to take a look for and try to prevent. Now, airflow is good. Ventilation is good. But really, monitoring that humidity is a key piece of this whole thing. So if you don't know, you don't know. Now, here's how I like to test it. If you don't want to go out and spend the money on a system that's going to put in sensors around your house, I get it. Money's tight. All you can do is jump on Amazon or your local home improvement store and get a outdoor weather sensor with the outdoor sensor and the indoor sensor. So you can put that indoor sensor in a place like your kitchen or your bedroom, someplace like that. And then you can move that outdoor sensor around and measure the humidity in the other rooms and the temperature. It will tell you what's going on. That would be a good way to do that. So that way you have it dialed in. You know where it is. If you've got a crawl space and you've got a high humidity down there, that air is going to come up into your living space. 60, 70% of that air can make it up into the inside of the house from a crawl space. Now, the other issue you could have is if you're a slab on grade and you've got moist soil underneath there and they built the house without vapor barriers and insulation underneath that, guess what? That moisture can come up through the concrete into the house, just like it would a basement. So that's why monitoring that and keeping it down is good. Now, you might need to add a whole house dehumidifier that is going to go ahead and go through. And I don't like the little tiny ones. Those are pretty pointless unless you've got a really tiny space. You want to do a built-in unit that's built into your HVAC or in your crawl space where you've got one in there that is plumbed up so it's draining the water out and you're not creating this circular motion of kicking the water right outside and it kicks right back into the basement or crawl space. So you want to be careful of those and make sure that pumps out into the right space. That way you get that moisture completely away from everything and you'll be good to go. That is one of the biggest things you can do to really help in your indoor air quality. So watch your humidity. Summertime in the South, you know it. That can be a big deal. Arizona, not so much, but you know something that does exist because you do get the monsoonal stuff. You do get wet patterns. You do get humid patterns from time to time. And depending on where you're at in the state, whether you're in the mountains or out in the desert, it's something you should be careful of. So 80% of the homes have a humidity issue of some kind that they're either treating or not treating. And if you don't have a dehumidifier, you might want to look and make sure you've got that dialed in. Those little ones are kind of junk. They don't do enough square footage to make a difference. And if you put 4, 5, 6, or 7 of those around your house, it's going to cost you way more money because you're running all those different motors and it's just not working right. So you want to hook it into a system that's going to work. And that's where you want to talk to your HVAC professional and make sure that you've got that dialed in. So there's number one on the list. Now, number two is an important one. This is where you should be using ventilation. Your bathrooms that have a shower, even a toilet, just a powder room, should all have a high quality bath fan in. And I'm not talking that builder grade 40 CFM one that's the Newtone little tiny ones that they put into every inexpensive builder grade home across the US. I'm talking like a big Panasonic. I'm talking something that's going to move 100, 110, 120 CFM. Something that's going to move enough air to make a difference because in your bathroom, you have sitting water in a toilet. You have a shower maybe or a bathtub. You've got people getting ready with all these VOCs that are in all of the hair care products, all the chemicals that are in the makeup. Somebody's using a spray this, spray that. You want to get that stuff outside of the house. So one, you're controlling humidity with the bath fan. Two, you're taking those chemicals out. And three, you're just getting that air outside so it's not contaminating the rest of the house. So really, what you want to do, and code requires this in most areas, you want to have a bath fan that has either a humidity sensor and or what code requires, which is a timer on there. Because you want to run that fan long enough so it airs out that space at least 20 minutes after you leave it. So if you take a shower, get ready. You want to make sure that fan runs for 20 minutes after the fact. So we'll talk more about that when we come back just after these important messages. Don't change that dial. We're just getting started here on Around the House.
To find out more information, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. Don't change that dial. Around the House will be right back after these important messages. This Father's Day, skip the socks and step up to the flame with the all-new Eminent Series from Monument Grills. With premium stainless steel, powerful burners, and precision control, it's everything Dad needs to command the backyard like a boss. Give him the grill that's as legendary as he is. Monument Grills, built for greatness. Ready for Father's Day. To find out more, head to monumentgrills.com. That is monumentgrills.com. Now that is a great barbecue.
Hey guys, it's Eric G, and I have a special offer for you. Do you want to get the podcast a couple days early? How about extended content that isn't in the typical podcast? Maybe you want to check out all the back episodes of the show. And I got a special deal for the first 10 days are free. I want to personally invite you to be an Around the House insider. For about $4 a month, you can get exclusive extended episodes, early access to the weekend show, and exclusive access to me, Eric G, for project questions or comments. Check on the link on your podcast player in the show notes, or head to aroundthehouseonline.com and look for the Join Here button. Make sure and sign up today. As always, thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. Check them out at MonumentGrills.com. Now, we've been talking about my top 10 things that cause bad indoor air quality in your home. Now, these are important ones. We were just talking about high humidity and then not using ventilation. We were talking about bath fans and how important that is. The bigger one almost is kitchen fans. Your kitchen vent hood should, or downdraft unit, should be venting completely to the exterior and not ever have one of those recycling ones, or what I call forehead duster fans. What are those? Now, if you walk into your inexpensive home improvement store like your Home Depot or Lowe's, many times you'll see that Brone Newtone one that calls it a, air quotes, recycling fan. They're about as efficient as recycling toilets. You're not filtering anything out of it. They got a little charcoal filter. It's not doing anything. It is putting all of that bad air right back into the house and mixing it up inside. That is a horrible thing for indoor air quality. That is a useless unit. So that needs to be taken out and really replaced with something that vents outside. Now, in my area, now this goes state to state, county by county, township, whatever your local jurisdiction is for building codes. In most areas now, they have adopted building codes that are more current, which require that kitchen vent hood to vent all the way outside. Probably for 20 years in my state here in Oregon, they have required that. And it doesn't matter if I go into a condo unit, there's a residential condo unit, and they never had one, we have to figure out a way to put one in. And I appreciate that. It's smart. Because you're getting all those bad gases, chemicals, all the stuff that comes from cooking outside. Now here, and humidity as well. Now, I think this should be building code across the U.S. The areas in states or whatever that don't have this as building code, I plead that you update this to make sure that we have safer, healthier homes outside for inside for people and get that stuff outside. Because we want that to get out of the home so we have cleaner indoor air. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you're cooking on a gas stove, a gas cooktop, or an electric one, or an induction one. That cooking still gives off all the same chemicals, humidity, VOCs, all the different stuff that you're cooking still comes off. Now, with gas, you have a few extras because you've got combustion in there, which is a little more humidity sometimes. And of course, you've got some carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, all that stuff that needs to get out of the house. But I do not believe if you have a correctly working gas appliance in your home, that adds much of an added danger to anything. but you do need to have proper ventilation for that. Now, is induction cooking more efficient? Yes, it is. Can I boil a pot of water on an induction cooktop faster than gas one? Absolutely every time. But times, and they're getting cheaper, but many times, that induction cooktop or cooking surface is way more expensive in the upfront costs. And if you don't have the pans that have iron in them, you need to get those. Now, how those work is the induction cooking, you'll see them in restaurants and things like that. In some areas that are forcing you not to use natural gas, they're going to be more popular even in restaurants. But here's what you're seeing. So these actually take the iron particles in the pan. So it has to have something that has a magnet attached to it. It accelerates those and it heats the pan up, not the cooktop itself. So there's no flame. That's not like a coil element that gets hot. So it does that. So the whole pan becomes a cooking surface. Yes, it's a more efficient way to cook, no question. But for the people that want to use gas out there, I have no problem with that. So there's where you want to be. Now, you still want to get that air outside. So really making sure you do that and making sure that you run that fan 10 or 15 minutes after you're done cooking is smart as well. Now, here's the problem with vent fans. We have those that are the microwave, over-the-range microwave hoods. I hate those. They're dangerous and they don't vent. How are they dangerous? Because you're leaning over a cooking surface. So it's one of my biggest pet peeves as a kitchen and bath designer. In a small kitchen, sometimes it's your only option. I get it. But there is no capture to them because they don't have a place for stuff. Like you open a pan lid and it poofs off all the stuff under the lid. It rolls out and goes into the room. So it doesn't work as well. So those are things that you really need to pay attention to is that capture. So they don't work well as hoods. They don't move a lot of air. Now, hoods can move too much air. When you get over about 250 CFM, depending on code in your area, you now have to have a makeup area that comes in. That makeup air has to come in and replace that. So that's where you bring in your HVAC professional. They'll put in a damper. They'll probably put it into the intake of your HVAC system with a filter, and they will bring in fresh air and introduce it into the home to replace that. Now, there's different ways to do it, but that is definitely not a DIY project. That is something that they want to do the calculations and make sure they put that makeup air. But that is something important, especially when you get up into the 1,000, 1,200 CFM. That gets to be a really big problem with that. So something to consider. So that really addresses our fans, and laundry, I think, is an important one as well. To have that laundry in there to do that, because you've got moisture, you've got chemicals, you've got wet clothes. Having something that kicks on, at least to control humidity, to get that out of there is smart. When you get into an uncontrolled humidity situation and no AC or no dehumidifier, that can be an issue where the fan just runs and runs, and then you have to go turn it off or figure out a way to do that. So be careful with that. Manage that correctly. The next one is lack of air filtration. How is the air filter in your home? Now, the biggest offenders, the people that have like the cadet heaters, and any of the radiant floor heats or ceiling heat or baseboard heat, anybody without some kind of air moving device with a filter on it, you're going to have low indoor air quality with particulate matter unless you're running a HEPA filter or something else in the house. So that is another one of those that I think if you're remodeling a rental unit or an apartment, I think they should be putting this in as just a matter of having healthier air and healthier homes. Now, the filtration is important, whether you're running that HEPA filter unit that's sitting in your room, or if you've got a good air filter for your furnace, changing it, keeping it going well, and making sure it is dialed in is your answer for keeping that, what they call PM2.5 down low. Now, with my system, when I put in my Carrier Infinity system, we put in a DGAPA air filter. Now, that air filter really goes in and cleans up the air. It uses a kind of a carbon ribbon in the filter there, and it negatively charges that, and there's some almost like a bug zapper in there that really kills and captures anything when it hits it. And it hits that, drops it down into the air filter, so it really cleans and captures, so it takes care of dust, it takes care of viruses, it takes care of all those different things. And it really leaves for a much cleaner air in the house. Now, I also put in one of the space age type, basically air units as well that really cleans the air, but it almost cleans the air too good. And I say that because what happens is it'll sit there and kill any yeast because it's killing things on the countertops. Because the little particulate matter that's kind of like hydrogen peroxide comes down, and you can't bake with that on. The yeast won't rise. So it's almost too efficient. Now, when you come back, we're going to dive into some other ones. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't go anywhere.
To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Don't change that dial. Around the House will be right back after these important messages.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House Show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. To find out more about us, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Thank you to all you that are listening on the radio, on the Talk Media Network, or the podcast and the podcast player, or streaming us on the different streaming channels that carries Around the House Show around the world. I appreciate all of you. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monty McGrills. If you're looking for that brand new barbecue, I just got another one here that's going over to my girlfriend's place. And this Omni series, it's the 405. It is a great barbecue. I love cooking on this. And we're going to have a segment coming up in an Around the House Northwest episode in June, because this is where we're going to wrap up our season here. And we've got some big stuff ahead for the show. Stay tuned. And if you want to find out more information about the TV show, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. We've been talking about my top 10 things that cause bad indoor air quality in your home. This is how you deal with that stuff to make sure that your air is solid. Now, number one, we talked about, well, actually, number zero on here, it's 10 plus one. Of course, radon, making sure you've got the testing there and that's dialed in. But really, high humidity, not using ventilation, and poor air filtration is what we were talking about in the first half of the show here of this hour. Now, the next one here is going to be surprising for some people. You might be shocked. Using those plug-in style or even spray air fresheners can be just like vaping in your own home. I know people that have a bunch of those plug them into the outlet oil air fresheners out there. If you look at the liquid in there, you're just vaping it. You're breathing that stuff in. It's not healthy. You're better to deal with the issue of the smell, do ventilation, capturing whatever that is, controlling whatever it is, whether it's a dog or anything else, a little more cleaning probably will do you better than to put that stuff into the air and into your lungs. Take a look at the air freshener. I don't want that stuff or the chemicals in it. So be really careful with the air fresheners you're using. That can be a big one. Now, the next one is interesting. And this is something my friend Caroline Blazowski, America's Healthy Home Expert, taught me. Those disinfecting wipes that come in the metal round. There's a couple different. There's the blue ones. There's the yellow ones. There's different colors of them. But really, those round canisters of disinfecting wipes, those put up those wipes put out so many VOCs and chemicals. She could do an air quality test and look her up. And you can find out if you want to have one of these air quality tests done. She can basically tell you how many of those you have in your house by looking at the air quality test. Those things are always off-gassing tons of chemicals inside your house. If you're going to use them, I get it for disinfecting, but I would store those out in the shed, not under the sink. If that's one of those things that those disinfecting wipes are really an air quality issue. There are so many chemicals in those things that you're just introducing to your home. And a lot of your cleaners have these chemicals. So an interesting test. Take your air quality monitor, wipe down a surface next to it, and put the air quality monitor there. See what happens. That way you can see what's going on. You'd be surprised where the VOCs go. What happens there? And just like when you buy a new couch or have new carpet installed, you put that air quality monitor there and you're going to go, wow, okay, that's huge. You'll be shocked. Do a little of your own research and see what chemicals you're using and make sure that you're getting them correct. So watch out for those household cleaning products. You think you're doing something better and it smells nice and clean, you might be causing more of an issue by using that. Now, the next one here is big: building materials and furniture. A lot of formaldehydes out there. Formaldehyde is also naturally occurring. An apple has a lot of formaldehyde in it. So that's a big issue. Take control of what you're putting in your house. When you go to that fast fashion website out of China and you order a couch and it shows up, be careful what's coming in. The wood, the fabrics, you could have a nightmare. I was testing in my house and I found these super cheap pillows that my ex had bought. Wow, these things were kicking off tons of VOCs, tons of formaldehyde. Brutal. It was affecting the entire room with two pillows. So be careful with what you're doing out there. That stuff can be, that's where that air quality monitor can really make a big difference to walk around. You'll be shocked. You'll be absolutely shocked. So watch those building materials, flooring. We had that big thing with lumber liquidators years ago where they had the stuff that was falsely stamped with the CARB saying that the California Air Resource Board had approved them for not having any added urea formaldehyde and they met the standard and they didn't. So that's where the issues are. Those glues are something you got to be very careful with because they're cheap, they work well, and they off-gas a ton of formaldehyde. So be careful there. Now, here's the next one here that Caroline got me on too, and I was shocked. Storing those chemicals in the garage that's attached to the home. Think about this. You used to walk out into my garage, look on the shelf, and I'd have brake clean. I'd have two different kinds of that. I have all this different stuff sitting there. Paint strippers, paint thinners, Roundup. Go down the list. All these chemicals in there that were on my shelf. The problem is your detached garage, and especially like mine, where the HVAC system is located into it, can easily grab the air out of there. So then you're introducing that in. So you're better off taking all those chemicals. Mine is actually, I located mine in some metal cabinets out in my carport that's outside. And then made sure that everything was sealed up between that, and now it's out in the air out there where it's not going to be off-gassing in my garage. So that is a super important one to make sure that you've got that dialed in. So get all those chemicals out in a garden shed, something like that. If you need an excuse to build a garden shed, there's a great one. Put it out there where you can store all that stuff and just keep it away from the house so it's not bringing those things inside to your home. That's a huge one right there. That'll make a big difference on air quality. And what you could do, take that air quality monitor, go over there and take a look at it and see what's coming out of there. Sometimes it's leaking out of cans you didn't think it would be coming out of, but it is. So pay attention to that. Now, the next one here is a big one, and we're going to talk about this for a little bit. And we talked a little bit about it when we were talking about humidity. But that crawl space or basement, if you have a crawl space, which is that little space that's underneath the house that's got dirt, maybe dirt with plastic if it was done right, and you've got foundation vents around the house. If you've got that, you got a crawl space. That air down there is going to seep up into your home. Now, if you have that old 90s, 2000s cream-colored carpet, and you're like, wow, my vacuum is missing around the edges of the walls, or even underneath the door, gets interesting. What is, you'll see that little dirty stain on the carpet. What is that? That's a filtration. That is the dirty air that is coming through and pushing that into the carpet fibers, and it's getting like an air filter. So those are air leaks around the base underneath the wall. So that carpet is like a filter medium. And so that's how you can tell where that air is coming through and how dirty it is. So what I recommend is getting underneath there. If you've got a crawl space, I would go through there and really put down some heavy duty crawl space grade thick plastic. Overlap it, seal it, tape it, get it sealed up as best you can, and have some good foundation vents that'll air it out. Now, here's the thing. If you encapsulate that and seal it up completely, that does work. However, you now need to install either a dehumidifier in that space or condition and heat and cool that space, which means you're going to have to come in and resize your HVAC system most likely. So it's easier in most cases to go ahead and put in any kind of a built-in style, like one Santa Fe makes or whoever you're using, air filtration unit for inside your home. That way you're good to go. That would go in that crawl space. That's going to keep that humidity down, and it's going to keep the air fresh down there, and then you can keep that sealed up. That's a great way to do it. When you see companies come in and do it, they do a great job, but it's going to be fairly expensive because you've got labor of people crawling around down there, and those dehumidifier units are pretty darn expensive these days. Now, when we come back, we're going to wrap up my top 10 things that cause bad indoor air quality just as soon as Around the House returns.
To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Don't change that dial. Around the House will be right back after these important messages.
Hey guys, it's Eric G from Around the House Show. We'd really appreciate your help with some awesome 5-star reviews on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you tune into your podcast. Big thanks, everyone, and a shout out to our dedicated listeners of Around the House.
Attention, Around the House fans. We've got some exciting news. Our website just got a major upgrade thanks to the pros at SiteHypeDesigns.com. Now, it's easier than ever to catch up on episodes, find expert home improvement tips, and connect with us. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and check out the fresh new look. It's your ultimate home for everything around the house. AroundTheHouseOnline.com, built for homeowners, designed for you.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I am Eric G. To find out more about us here at the show, or if you want to send me a message, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. If there's a subject that you want to hear in an upcoming episode that we haven't covered, make sure you check it out over there. Send me a message. I'd love to talk about something for you. And that would be at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. And this hour is brought to you by our friends at Monty McGrills. If you're looking for that barbecue for Father's Day coming up for dear old dad, check them out at MontyMcGrills.com. I have a brand new Omni Series grill that is so awesome. It's the 405 glass door, heats up quick. It has all the technology with meat probes, and it tells you what the temperature is inside. Cast aluminum frame. This thing has a 10-year warranty on the burners, 6-year warranty on other parts. I tell you what, this thing is absolutely amazing. And check them out, MontyMcGrills.com. We've been talking about my top 10 things that cause bad indoor air quality issues in your home. And to recap, we had radon, high humidity, not using ventilation like bath fans, laundry fans, or kitchen fans. 3, poor air filtration, not filtering your air correctly. And again, on that one there, just make sure you don't put too big a filter in. If you put too big a filter in your HVAC system, that can freeze the system up in the summertime. So always check that HVAC professional to make sure you've got that dialed in. And then using those air fresheners inside your home, those are bad offenders at putting out chemicals that you don't want. It might smell fresh, but that's fresh chemicals that you've got. You need to be very careful with. Now, the next one here is household cleaning products to be careful with. Number 6, building materials and furniture. Watch out for those formaldehydes and VOCs in that. Storing chemicals in your attached garage, all those yard care, car, automotive, whatever chemicals can be really bad. And then we were just talking about a dirty crawl space or basement. Now, the next one here is interesting, and I can be an offender at this one. Candles and smoking. Open flame. Candles, beautiful. Definitely puts up, you're burning wax, you're burning the wick, you're burning stuff up. Not the best for indoor air quality. Is it awesome? Yeah. Do I like the better ones? Not really. But those candles can be really cool and be the great mood setter for relaxation. So use them with care. Make sure you've got a good air filtration so that air filtration will take care of things in your home if you're using them, but just use them wisely. Now, smoking or vaping, we don't have to talk about that too much. If someone's doing that in the house, yeah, you're adding a bunch of stuff inside the house that you don't want. So make sure that somebody's going outside for that. Don't introduce that into your home because that's going to hurt the air quality for everyone, including your pets. So think about them. Now, one little side note with pets, and that's another thing where we go back to air filtration as well. Pets give off a ton and a ton of dander, pet hair, depending on the pet, dogs, cats, whatever. Just be very careful. You will have to do more cleaning. You will want to make sure, I think with pets, having carpet's a really bad idea because that hair just gets caught down in there and the dander thus. Carpet is really the worst in your house for keeping things not clean. It sucks down all of the, it just hides all the hair and dander, dust mites, all that stuff. And it really just is a medium for holding dirt. So like my house here I'm putting up for sale, I put all hard floor surfaces in. Any rugs were just area rugs, and I went with that. And it really kept the air so much cleaner in there because it wasn't capturing all those things that were falling out of the air. So just be careful with your pets out there. I love dogs. I love them to death. Cats, not so much because I'm allergic. But just be careful of that. Now, the next one here is an important one, and it's something that many of us do all the time. And it's bringing in outdoor contaminants. What can that mean? It's a beautiful summer day, and you open up all the windows because it's 5 degrees cooler out there, and you get that summer breeze. Maybe it's a coastal breeze. Maybe it's fresh air coming into the mountains. Maybe it's just springtime. But the problem is many times, and especially if you haven't cleaned your window screens, those can be a filter medium as well. And sometimes a nice little breeze will blow that right through there and into your home. So sometimes the air quality is worse outside than it is inside. And you open up that windows, doors with the screens, and all of a sudden you've worsened your indoor air quality. Pollen, exhaust from the roadway next to you or the freeway. Any of those things, maybe it's the mold and all the allergens coming out of the pond or the swamp near you, whatever it is, dust from the desert, all that stuff can be an issue. So be careful of that. Now, the next one is a big one, and it's something that I'm doing a better job of now. Shoes. You walk in a city, especially like me in Portland here. You walk downtown. That is a biohazard sidewalk. Then you come home. Do you take the shoes off outside and carry them in and put them in a place? Do you clean those shoes up at all? What's growing on those things? Are you walking through your carpets of the house? What are you doing? Is that getting even worse? So think about what you're dragging inside by wearing your shoes and boots inside the house. Is it good to have an area where you walk in that's a hard surface that you can keep clean, take those off and store them away there? How much sanitizing do you do of the soles of your shoes? And how far do you carry them in the house? Something to think about. The same with your clothes. I'm a huge offender at this. I'll be outside working on the lawn. I'll be one of those things where you're walking around the house. You're coming in, you're coming out, cooling off. You're bringing all of those allergens and even chemicals inside your house. So maybe you're better off coming in, throwing a set of clothes in the laundry room, swapping those out before you go hit the shower, get yourself cleaned up, get those clothes out of the house there or into the laundry so it's going to get it taken care of. Turn on the vent fan, Get it cleaned up that way so you're not bringing in all those dusts, allergens, chemicals, viruses, whatever that's out there into your home. So be careful with all those. Those are all things that can be an issue. Other things that we have, honorable mentions out there for indoor air quality. Again, just making sure that you're using the right cleaners in your home, the right chemicals, that you've got good air filtration. These are some of the keys there. Now, finishes, when you're painting, pay attention, or staining. What's off-gassing? I like cabinetry when they're put in. We talked about it last week even. Cabinetry that is a baked-on finish that's not going to sit there for months. It still has to cure. But anytime something's curing, it's off-gassing. So always be careful with what paints. We have a paint here locally that's recycled. Not going to use the name because I don't want to disparage them anymore. But that stuff, if you paint it, oh my gosh. They have got a paint cocktail there that smells horribly. And I don't know what they've got in it, but they recycle paint, which I love. It's great. I won't use it. You paint it on something until that cures, it smells like 42 different chemicals. It is the worst, nastiest smelling paint I've ever had. Now, I'm not that sensitive to chemicals like that, but holy smokes. Stay away from the recycled paint, in my opinion. If it's outside, that's one thing. But inside, that stuff is brutal. I'm going to do some testing on it to see how it looks, how it works. But I've had more viewers, more listeners, more people call me up that have used that stuff, trying to be green, and have really had chemical issues inside their home with it. So I'm very curious to see what's going on there. It is a big deal. So be careful with recycled things. And the same thing goes for materials. If you go get that old barn wood, where did it come out of? People build, oh, I'm going to build a bed out of pallets or whatever. Yeah, was that hauling around cancer-causing chemicals? What was used that? I've told about this story to designer friends and, of course, on the show before, but up in Tacoma, Washington, area called Nally Valley. It's called Nally Valley because that's where they started making Nally pickles. They had these redwood vats that literally made pickles for 100 years. We went, oh, this is beautiful. We're going to build something out of it. Customer bought the material. Client did. Oh my gosh, there was no way we were ever going to get that pickle smell. And I don't like pickles, so it was even worse for me. There was no way you were going to make that pickle smell go away anytime soon without ruining the look of the wood. It was brutal. So be careful with recycled, repurposed. That can be pretty crazy. All right, friends, that wraps up our first hour of the Around the House show. If you're listening on the podcast player, hour two is up right around the corner. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure you check out our video content on YouTube. Just type in at Around the House Eric G. And make sure you subscribe and ring that bell for notifications when new videos are released. Thank you for tuning into the Around the House show. If you are on the radio, make sure you check out the podcast for additional content during the week on your favorite podcast player or at aroundthehouseonline.com. We will see you next time. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.